Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, they might be ignorant. We've talked about that this week. They might be ignorant, but beware. They are cunning, and they are calculated. It would seem that the left, the socialists, are more committed and dedicated to removing your liberty and your independence than you are about keeping it. Is that because you don't know what you have until you've lost it? Truthfully, we've already lost a lot in that respect. We don't know, or shouldn't know, or don't know what our independence and freedoms mean, what our rights are. So we allow the legislators to legislate them slowly away through the bureaucracy and through the pretense of safety and protection. Etc., etc., etc. Does anybody know what musical that came from? If you do, give me a call, 877-895-5410. Kind of like the frog in the water that slowly heated, we the people have slowly allowed the career politicians, those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, deals with the Chamber of Commerce, deals with the multinational corporations, deals with the big bankers, deals with the labor unions. If you think the minimum wage hike is for you, the worker, the American worker, you better think again. Remember what happened in the state of California. Remember that. And if you don't, we'll talk about it later. So much news today. The hate and the rhetoric is extremely difficult to swallow day in and day out. But if you look, if you really look, you will have a revelation, profound in your awakening and understanding that you, me, we the people, are being played. The middle-class American is drowning in this nation, drowning from over-legislation and drowning from taxation, from regulations, fines, permits, licenses. We're just drowning from lack of representation. They say you are no longer forgotten. The forgotten men and women, the forgotten Americans, is that how you feel? Do you feel like all of a sudden you are number one? Just like in the book, Horton Hears a Who, that's one of my favorites. It takes all of you to make some noise, to get what you want, and to not be that forgotten American. Unlike Horton Hears a Who, the others on the land know you're here. They just don't like you. That's right. They truly believe you are deplorable, uneducated, not elite, not fancy enough, too religious perhaps, too liberty-loving, and on, but deep down inside they know you are the ones they are in fear of. Yep, you. The essentials. Not President Donald Trump. He wouldn't be where he is if you hadn't decided to go over their heads, over the heads of these pious, pompous swamp dwellers, and elect an outsider. I said it at the beginning, they are cunning, and we're going to discuss that throughout the show as to their craziness, but yet, you know, they are cunning and calculated. And the drive to remove your liberties and keep control of we the people as they get fatter and richer. And that is my monologue for today. I hope you, etc. Tell me what movie that is from. 877-895-5410. Well, this was something that happened in the rally the other night with President Donald Trump. And Acosta, I don't know if any of you saw this or not, but the crowd was booing CNN and MSNBC, those mainstream medias, the liberal media groups that were there at the rally, because they always downplay the rally. They always twist things around. And so they were hollering at them and telling them they were fake media and carrying on and on. And Acosta said, of course, that's not true. But they saw that as a threat. And so CNN political analyst David Gershon, he said yesterday evening that blood will be on President Donald Trump's hands if there is any violence committed against mainstream media reporters. Where has the violence come from thus far? Where has the violence come from thus far? It has been the left. I don't recall, and if I'm wrong, let me know, but I do not recall in this political arena right now anybody on the conservative side going violent. The protests that began right after election and the night of inauguration were all the left destroying businesses, burning, carrying on, and all the vulgar language. Now, there is some of that from the right. I have seen some of that on Twitter. But the vulgar language that's used on The View from those women. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. And from some of the others. The things they've said about Melania. The threats from Hollywood. I wished sometimes I think about blowing up the White House. Where is that violence really coming from? It's not coming from the mainstream. It's not coming from mid-America, the middle-class American. It's not coming from the forgotten men and women, although we have every right to be upset. The blood will be on the hands of those who have told the lies, who have done the thieving and the theft from the mid-class Americans. The blood will be on their hands. They're the ones pushing. Mad Max is the one pushing for people to go at anybody who's a Trumper, but particularly the president and his family and his administration. She's calling for violence. And they're saying the blood is going to be on the president's hand should anybody, any reporter, get decked. Do you remember when Geraldo got decked? I thought it was kind of funny. He kind of... I'm sorry, Geraldo, but... You know, it's been a long time ago, but if I remember right, he was kind of goading somebody. He kind of deserved it. The blood will be on their hands. And it has been on their hands. It was the left that went and shot up the Republicans when they were doing a baseball practice. And it is the left that refuses to play softball for the charity. They are so full of hate. And they hate you. You, the middle-class American, the hard-working America, they hate you. You gave them President Donald Trump. You're the one who went outside the status quo, outside the elite, outside of the parties. I hear music. We're going into a break. I do want to discuss some things today. The sanctuary cities, the Hillary Clinton and Obama endorsing the Democrat Party. That's kind of interesting. Or who they're not endorsing. The Manafort trial. We already talked about MSN and the hysteria, and Kavanaugh, and the Coke, and labor. I want to talk about those things today. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, because you're not forgotten here on CSC Talk Radio. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSE Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need We the People educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I said I wanted to talk a little bit about labor and the Koch brothers. We had something, and we just barely touched on it. I'm not going to go in depth with it today either. But the Kochs had a meeting. You know, they had a meeting of all the rich and the famous and the elite. And what are they going to do about this that's going on? So they're going to pull their support, monetary support, from any Republican that dares to side with the president on a wall and other immigration-related things. Don't you find that interesting? Don't you find that interesting? It says in this article that to Colorado Springs in Colorado, the anger and disappointment with the Republican Party is palpable at Colorado Springs Historic Broadmoor Hotel, where Charles Koch is hosting over 500 donors for the largest yet summer meeting of his seminar network. People are taking us for granted. Woo, we're taking the millionaires for granted, Charles Koch Foundation President Brian Hooks told a room of high-dollar attendees. This network has got to lead. Now, stop and think about some of the things that the Republican Party, having the majority, has not done. And think about where their dollars have come from in the past. From the Koch brothers. From the Koch Foundation, or whatever they call their foundation. from the Chamber of Commerce, from big labor unions. I know some of you just sucked in some air there. My daddy was a part of the union. My brother's a part of a union. My husband used to be in a union. I understand the union. I understand that they were a viable part of this nation. But just like any other foundation, organization, association, or whatever, they get top-heavy and they get greedy. And it all of a sudden becomes more about them than it does about the workers. Because they want more money. So the Koch brothers pretty much slapped Mid-America in the face. We don't want you. We want cheap labor. We want illegal labor. We don't want you. You don't matter. So who is really being taken for granted here? You know, this is an organization, and maybe they still do good, but I tell you what, their reputation just went down with me. They were some that I was considering talking to. But in May, the Koch-run Americans for Prosperity activity group targeted Republican Representative Lou Barletta, a close Trump ally who is running for Senate in Pennsylvania and voted for the spending bill. He was among 10 Republicans and 7 Democrats targeted by AFP, the Americans for Prosperity television and internet ads, for their vote on the budget. Interesting. Don't you think it's interesting? And when I talked about what happened with the minimum wage hike in the state of California, the unions there pushed for that. Yeah. And you'd think, well, that's a good thing, Beth. That's a good thing, yeah. Except once it got passed, they claimed that they had, that they should be exempt from that because they bid the job. So, in other words, they were using it to gouge out the competition, who would have to pay the minimum wage, and they would not. Interesting, don't you think, how that worked out? That little bit of manipulation, that cunning and con job, calculated. They knew going into it that that's what their plot and their plan was. Well, the, that's the wrong article I picked up. The, here it is. The AFL-CIO, which is, what is his name? I don't know if I can even, I thought it was kind of funny because his name's Trumka, without a P. It's T-R-U-M-K-A, and he is the AFL-CIO president, Rich Trumka. They're considering, they're not sure, but they're considering. Now, that's the American Federation of Labor, of endorsing President Donald Trump. They're not sure if they're going to, but they're considering it. Well, he will be looked at for the labor endorsement. Everyone for the presidential candidates will be looked at. Nearly all of Trump's promises to help working people, Trumka insisted, were either broken or unfulfilled. It doesn't matter if the GOP is if the GDP is great and unemployment is at 3.9%. He did add, however, that Trump is going in the right direction on trade, and the AFL-CIO totally supports a rewrite of NAFTA. So what is it all these guys are after? They're after cheap labor. They're after cheap labor. Because jobs have gone up. Unemployment has gone down. You know, they just don't want to give any credit for anything. Just don't want to give any credit for anything. I had something funny here. At least I find it funny. Of course, I have a strange sense of humor, I guess. But Hillary Clinton, now I'm a female, and I do not feel discriminated against. Of course, I'm in a tough world. Owning the business of a media radio, even though I'm small potatoes in some eyes, is a tough world. Whether you're male or female, I mean, it's cutthroat. There's so many of them out there. Yesterday, and I didn't get to hear it firsthand, I saw it late last night, that President Donald Trump had called Rush Limbaugh. Well, it was because Rush Limbaugh's 30th year in broadcasting. I got a few to go yet. I'm only on 7.5 right now. But he was the first guy, first one, don't want to emphasize on guy, to get into radio with the conservative talk shows. And grew quickly. Grew quickly. Nobody else will ever top that, I don't think, unless they've got the money they can buy it out. But the president called him and thanked him and congratulated him. And I thought that was kind of neat. And I thought, well, what's the president call me? Maybe I can make it into 30 years and the president will call me. Let's see, how old will I be? I'll be like Ginsburg by that time, won't I? she's a hero, you know? She's a heroine. She's a hero. And they were talking the other night on her. I know I'm chasing a rabbit here. They were talking about her the other night and said she's really quite funny and delightful to visit with, and it kind of sounded like it. She was making fun of everybody since she's 93 years old, and everybody wants to get her picture, their picture taken with her, which I thought was comical. All right, back to Hillary, though. Hillary and Spielberg, they're going to team up for a TV show on women's fight for vote. And it's based on a book, which I have not read, The Woman's Hour, The Great Fight to Win the Vote. Now, we know women's suffrage, and we know some of the stories of what these women went through. Some were jailed and all this and that, and it was a great accomplishment. I have a friend that says he thinks that was the downfall of the United States, is giving the women to vote. And I just kind of laughed at him. Because he supported me, and I vote, and I have a radio talk show. But anyway, I kind of laughed at him. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, because when we listen to the nasty women talk, and the things that they want and consider rights are so wrong. So sometimes I wonder, do we allow our emotions to get ahead of us? You know, John Webb talked about that yesterday. Dealing with emotion instead of the rule of law. Or seeking what is really in the Constitution. I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit when we talk about Kavanaugh. But this program, it's Hillary just won't go away. She just won't go away. It's supposed to focus on women's right to vote and the fight for vote. So it'll be interesting whether that happens or not and who's going to play all these ladies and what's going to happen. But Hillary is also donating the maximum she can donate to 19 House races and other Dem campaigns, other Democrat Dem campaigns. And I have another article a little bit about President Barack Obama, and it seems like they don't all want his support, which I thought that was kind of strange. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And I have a surprise for you tomorrow, and we'll talk about that before we leave you today. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Tomorrow we will not have Free for All Friday. I have Chris Wright and Daniel Turner that will be on with us tomorrow. We're not going to take phone calls either. It is going to be our Fracking Friday show. We promised you a show on fracking, and that's what we're going to have with Chris Wright. And then on Monday, Chris will be back with us, and we will open the phone lines for questions and comments. Daniel will not be with us on Monday because he has to be traveling. That boy always goes somewhere. So, tomorrow, tune in and listen to Daniel and Chris and me as I try to moderate on fracking. And I think you'll find it interesting. I've been doing my studies. I've been trying to study up on it and be ready. So, tune in tomorrow for Fracking Friday, and then on Monday, have your questions ready. So you've got your, get your pen and paper ready tomorrow, so you'll have your questions ready for Monday for Chris. And we talked about a lot of the pros and cons. We will talk about a lot of the pros and cons, and I have been doing a little research, like I said. Then, somebody slipped me a note and said, the store. If you go to my website and you go to the store, we have had some problems with that, and that has all been taken care of. For some reason, it wanted to, where I've got everybody, I put down, because I always, Derry Brownfield taught me this, don't be adding stuff to it, just put a price out there. So we don't add shipping and handling, and we don't add tax. I pay for that myself. So it's just one price. But for some reason, the store kept wanting to throw $8. I mean, you've ordered a $3 little rubber silicone bracelet that says Christ from the womb, and they're going to slap $8 on you, and, you know, for shipping and handling. So we got that taken care of, and my helper took that off, and so it should be all fixed up. If you still have problems, give us a call in the office, 573-796-2166. Not during the show, though. Do it later. 573-796-2166. Also, we have started a YouTube channel. And all you need to do is go to the YouTube and just search CSE Talk Radio with Beth Ann. Right now, all that we're doing, I say all, we're going to start doing some special videos that are not show, but I'm putting on the monologues. And I've had requests for that, and so we decided, well, we'd do that on YouTube. So the monologues are on YouTube for almost every show. We miss a few because I've got a helper here, and if he had me here on a certain day, he volunteers. You know, you can't be too picky with your volunteers. So he comes in and he takes the videos, and then he fixes them all up for me and everything. And we're learning as we go. So I would like to have as many as you as possible to go to the YouTube channel and join us there. And just like I said, just search CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. Now, I wanted to talk about the elections that are coming up. It's a big deal, folks. It's a big deal. Now, next Tuesday here in the state of Missouri, we're having primaries. And then in November, you have election. Of course, President Donald Trump has had trouble with Republicans as well as Democrats. So it's still important to get a Republican in there. But then what's even more important is for you to stay on them. Hold them accountable. Whoever gets elected in your area, hold them accountable, whether they be Republican or Democrat. We don't expect the Democrats to behave and vote constitutionally because they have already made it very clear that the Constitution is not their agenda, but socialism is. They take an oath to the Constitution. Some are Republicans too. And then they go socialist. I guess we're in that crossroad in this nation, aren't we? Well, the RNC, McDaniel says many Dems likely don't want Obama's endorsement. It says the list of Democrat candidates for President Barack Obama is endorsing in this election cycle is more interesting for who he left out than who he named. And that is because a lot of Democrat candidates probably do not want his endorsement, the Republican National Committee chairwoman said, and that is Ronna McDaniel. Almost every major Senate candidate in the country is not on this list. Now, remember what I said at the beginning on the monologue about cunning and calculated. That went along with the labor situation with the minimum wage, and as far as the union there in the state of California, it was cunning and calculated. They knew exactly what they were doing. She says here, that almost every major Senate candidate in the country is not on the list. He's missing a lot of key House races, even House races where Hillary Clinton won in 2016. The 2016 election, which President Donald Trump won by a large margin, was a repudiation of President Obama. So many of the candidates would not want to associate with him. Now, this is her opinion. It's interesting, she says, to see how many of them are not on his list that are in contested races across this country. Now, this goes back to the cunning and calculated. Wednesday afternoon, Obama announced he is endorsing 81 Democrats in 13 states across the nation, and with a particular emphasis on younger, more diverse candidates running in gubernatorial state races, as well as people running for the U.S. House and Senate. Now, Think about that in the governor races. How important it is with what's going on with the sanctuary cities and the sanctuary states and the border issue. How important is it for them to have a liberal left socialist governor in the states? Cunning and calculated. McDaniel said the Democrat Party is becoming more and more divided, with many going further left. I will be interested to see how many of these candidates tout his endorsement. They don't have a leader of their party. They don't have a message. Resist and obstruct is not a message. It's a message of not getting anything done. And that's what they were cunning and calculated, set out to do. Keep the president from getting anything done and then get rid of him at the end of the 4 years. And there's Republicans going along with them. This is about President Barack Obama in this particular article, but it's about those who want to lean on the left, those who want to lean on the Chamber of Commerce and gain their money there and the Koch brothers and all this and that. They will not go along with President Donald Trump. There'll be no wall. There'll be no defunding of Planned Parenthood. They will continue to try to resolve or bring back to life Obamacare, although it's not dead yet. However, Hillary now, that's another issue. She has got a list of people she is supporting. She's sending as much money as she's legally allowed to do, and I imagine some other too, but anyway. She is, I've got a very long list here. I can't possibly read them all. We're going to go into another commercial break here. But it says, the donations represent the most concentrated midterm effort the former Democratic presidential nominee has made to date and further thrust Clinton into an election that will be the most potent judgment on Trump since he defeated her 2 years earlier. She's out for revenge, people. She wants revenge, the woman. What is it, I can't remember something about a woman scorned. I can't say it on the air. I can't say it on the air. I know what it is. We're going into a break. I'm sorry. I try not to cuss. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Yes, the woman has some fury, and she is out for revenge. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse. abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show, and like I announced, I want you to be ready to listen tomorrow. I've been telling you, and Daniel and I have both promised you we're going to bring you a show on just on fracking, and we found a specialist, an expert in that field, and I think you'll find him very interesting, and we will not take phone calls tomorrow. We're just going to simply throw out some information, enough that you should have some questions, and even questions that you have now. If you're like me, I didn't know anything about it. I had to do a little research. So, Chris Wright will be on with us tomorrow with Daniel Turner and myself. And then on Monday, Chris Wright will come back and we will open the phone lines up for comments and questions. And don't let me down now. I want you to ask the questions because I know you've got them. So, whether it's about earthquakes, whether it's about the water, whatever the case may be, you give us a call on Monday. Listen in tomorrow to a Fracking Friday show. Now, I mentioned the sanctuary cities. And yesterday, it says, a divided U.S. appeals court on Wednesday struck down, I should have started with this because I really wanted your opinion on this, a key part of President Donald Trump's contentious effort to crack down on cities and states that limit cooperation with immigration officials, saying an executive order threatening to cut funding for sanctuary cities was unconstitutional. Well, first of all, I disagree with that, but I could be totally wrong. But if you're taking money from something, and then you're saying, well, I'm not going to do this or that, then usually your allowance is pulled. Usually you don't get your allowance. Of course, this is cunning and calculated. This is why they want control over those federal courts. Remember the article on We Are in a Civil War? Had to do with the courts.
cunning and calculated, my friends. Everything they talk about has an agenda. Every one of us would love to have a raise. I'd like to have something. Everybody wants a raise. But what comes with that? If they force a minimum wage hike, you know, what comes with that? They have an agenda, and it isn't about putting more money in your bank account. It's about putting more money in their bank account. Even Bernie Sanders, who wants to redistribute the wealth. He doesn't say his wealth. He says the wealth. Every American should have the same thing. Well, maybe every American should have five homes, like Bernie Sanders does, and millions of dollars in the bank. You go first, Bernie. You go first. Well, we have an important nomination coming up with the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. I had so many things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to get on Manafort today. I had some good articles on that, and I don't have it. We're running out of time. Kavanaugh. Democrat Senator Blumenthal says Kavanaugh will make Trump a monarch. A monarch he will. I will quickly give these to you. This is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. Five absurd excuses the left is using to delay Brett Kavanaugh. Now, I have another one here. It says, Ed Markey, will hold State Department nomination hostage until the 3D gun blueprints are banned. So unless they ban 3D blueprints, he ain't voting for Kavanaugh. Yeah. So these are the five absurd reasons that the left has against voting for Kavanaugh. One, I'm just reading the bold print. I'm not reading everything in between to you because we're running out of time. Kavanaugh got his judicial philosophy from the Bush White House. Whoa. Two, we need to unearth Kavanaugh's record in the executive branch. What does that mean? We need to unearth. Find out everything you possibly can about him. I thought they already did. Number three, again, he is tainted by the Bush administration. Number four. Are you ready for this one? Kavanaugh is a mystery judge. He's a mystery. Number five, we're certain he has skeletons in his closet somewhere. Those are the five absurd reasons that the left is fighting Kavanaugh. Notice there was nothing in there about we want to make sure that he's going to be constitutional and follow rule of law. There's nothing about that. They've at least in this, they have not said anything about abortion and Roe versus Wade being overturned. The absurdity that he would stop killing babies because he can't do that. That's not what he can do. Oh, we have Joe from Arkansas on Sanctuary Cities. We are down to a minute. Joe, what's on your mind?
Okay,
real quick.
What I wanted to say about Sanctuary Cities is that I would think that it would be completely right, you know, completely the right thing to do, completely within the legitimate authority of the federal government, to any city officials that are running Sanctuary Cities to just arrest them and put them in prison for obstruction of justice. It's completely a legitimate law enforcement responsibility to deal with immigrants and with people coming into the country and under what conditions foreigners can be in the country. And so, you know, anything they're doing to obstruct legitimate federal law enforcement that way, You know, I think they should be arrested and put in prison for it.
Well, with the ones that are refusing, rule of law, absolutely, and they're refusing to have ICE come in. I mean, these are federal laws, but then, of course, we, you know, we talked yesterday about the senator that thought those laws were all from Donald Trump. She didn't even know they'd made those laws up a long time ago. Those have been on the books for a long time. He's just one that was decided that he would enforce them. Well, anyway, thank you, Joe. We're out of time. I had Tom from Michigan holding. He wanted to talk about Trump. I apologize. We are out of time. You can't wait till the last segment to call. I can't get her all done. I thank you so much. You are the Who's in Whoville. You are the essentials. And it takes every single one of you to make some noise. Because certainly you know they are cunning and calculated. Can you not see that today? With all the hysteria, the hate, and the anger, it's not at Donald Trump. They're using his name, but it is at you. So, the elite, not the elite, the essentials who are claimed to be deplorable by some of them, it's time that we took a little lesson from Whoville to make some noise and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.